Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chris White Reports. More tragic news out of South Africa. Now, over the past weekend, I received unconfirmed reports of multiple farm murders across South Africa, only one of which I found a report in the press, and that's the one I'm going to talk about. In Limpopo province, two elderly South Africans were brutally tortured and set on fire while still alive during a farm attack outside of Ulrichstadt in Limpopo. According to reports, Annika Klassen, 73, and Henny Klassen, 77, were brutally attacked on the Klipfontein farm near the Echo Caves outside of Ulrichstadt in Limpopo. Annika's son, Jan Daniel Klassen, told News 24 that it seemed like two or three armed men overpowered her and dragged her to a passage where they set her on fire while she was still alive. Her body was burned beyond recognition. Police have no motive for the brutal murders, and no arrest have been made. Henny was locked in a room in his home before the place was set on fire. Now, police are condemning the brutal attack and senseless killing of these elderly South Africans. They're calling on anyone with information to contact them. Farm workers had tried to save the 77-year-old Henny from the raging inferno. They witnessed his final agonizing moments as he tried and failed to escape the burning house. Imagine the trauma that these farm workers are now dealing with, having watched someone from their community burn to death and then discovering that it was an intentional murder. Now, Henny Klassen and his friend Annika were tortured and left for dead before those houses were set on fire. And she was set on fire. Again, Annika's son, Jan Daniel Klassen, told News 24 that farm workers raised the alarm at around 14:45. That's 2:45 in the afternoon when they saw smoke coming from Henny's home. They called for backup because they saw men in balaclavas running out of the house. And when they got to Henny's house, they found the door locked. They heard that he was still alive because they could hear him falling around in the house. They kicked the door down to save his life, but he died in the scene. What is particularly egregious and horrific about this, it's a brazen, broad daylight murder. This is domestic terrorism. This isn't robbery. This isn't land issues. This is an effort to drive white South Africans off of their property in South Africa. And it doesn't matter whether you own farms or not. The domestic terrorism and the criminal activity is simply targeting white South Africans. But they're not alone. Black, colored, and Indian South Africans are also targets of these criminal syndicates who are clearly well-organized, well-equipped, and have a political agenda here. And that is to make South Africa's rural areas ungovernable and to leave the land go fallow. To what end? What is going on here? Why is this the objective? Well, this is horrific. Can you imagine living 70-some years and then people torturing you, breaking into your home? You're sitting down for tea in mid-afternoon when your home is invaded in broad daylight, no safety in the sanctity of your home and hearth, assaulted by people, physically tortured, and then set on fire. This is a consequence of lawlessness in South Africa, which is led by a criminal cabal masquerading as a political party known as the African National Congress, that withdrew rural security by disbanding 168 commando regiments under false pretenses over 15 years ago, greatly reducing rural security and leaving rural South Africans at the mercy of criminals and criminal syndicates. This needs to stop. And the world is not paying attention. The world's focused at its navel, looking at Ukraine and Russia and the lunacy going on there, a war being fueled by Joe Biden and Jens Stoltenberg, while South Africans, black, white, Indian, and colored, are being tortured and murdered at a rate of 80 per day in South Africa, with a government that doesn't care about their loss, their agony, their torture, their suffering. It's all about the caterers, those cadres in the African National Congress, and enriching themselves. Pala, pala. Thanks for tuning in, folks.